Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, doTERRA style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show.
Way, we're back.
Yes. We actually are still doing Mama's Little Biz podcast. And I know we always say that because we go long. I always say that. Let's be honest.
Well, no.
Because we go long periods of time without doing them anymore.
That's true.
We're trying to subscribe to the belief that less is more.
Yes. We didn't want to get to a place where we were being tuned out because we were constantly...
We were everywhere.
Everywhere.
People, that was one of the big feedback, the biggest feedback we were getting from people who are like, you know, you guys are everywhere.
I don't have to listen to your podcast anymore because I can get you on Facebook, or I don't have to watch you on Facebook anymore because... You're on Periscope or whatever. So we're pulling back just a bit. We still gather great content and provide it for everyone. But yeah, you have the answer now.
Yeah. And honestly, to be truthful, I could do a podcast every day.
Yeah. And
there's plenty of stuff
just
to talk about.
Gonna let anybody know, those people who are on our membership site actually do have access to recordings that are no longer available on our basic podcast like this.
Yeah.
So
good point.
If there are other episodes, they're just exclusive now because we're rude like that.
Well, we're trying to offer more value. Yeah. And that's another thing. I've noticed, and this is where the money comes into it. And you notice it too.
Uh-huh.
There's a difference how people perform after they've purchased to get into a program or a group or training or whatever. There's a different behavior than those who were offered these things without any charges, without any sacrifice.
It's a trend that I've been noticing in a lot of different areas of our business.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't have a judgment about it. I really don't. I don't care. You know,
it's just fascinating.
It is interesting, but you know what it does for me is it makes me want to be more strategic. Mm-hmm. Okay. What can I do to help a person succeed? And honestly, sometimes it's, I need you to pay up, but I promise you the value is completely worth it, if not 10 times more. Just to kind of throw that in there. And so adding a little extra value to our website, some exclusive podcasts, that's what you get.
Yeah.
It's besides all the great trainings, besides all the accountability and the support and the Facebook group and all
that
fun stuff.
And people who show up to, what is it, Tuesday or Wednesday? When do you do those?
We do a couple. We used to do them every month. Every week. Now I'm more like two times a week.
People who show up, they sometimes get personal coaching.
Yeah, that is a great point. Thank you. I've worked with people in depth who have not hired me as a coach, but they're just members of our site.
Yeah.
And I've worked with them and they've had some breakthroughs. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to ask their permission. I already got permission of one. Is I'm going to take those one-on-one coachings that, you know, there wasn't paid for. It was just... We're working together, and I'm going to post them in the Facebook page for all the members to see me work with someone who's got issues that maybe they're dealing with.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great value. Anyway, we didn't really want to talk about that. Kind of got off on a tangent.
Sorry.
But just to kind of let you guys know, there is that great website, eddieandangelavia.com, or just message me if you want direct access. We can help you out with that. Okay. Let's get into the subject. So we've got a lot going on right now.
Yes.
One of the things I love about this podcast is that you and I can just kind of let people in on our life with network marketing.
And we do.
And we do. And we get kind of real and raw. And there's some things that are going on in our family right now that I think it's relevant to business. Namely, the fact that we're moving.
Yep.
And we're in transition. But what I love about this move compared to any other move is that our grasp of time management has allowed us to do more in these last couple of weeks before we're moving than we've ever done during a moving period.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
No, it's true. Our understanding and embracing of time management has changed a lot of things for us, which is wonderful. And I've done some Periscopes and Facebook Lives on this, and it's pretty game changing to a lot of people. You'll find that you have leaders, or maybe yourself, you're just kind of stuck in stuckness because you are so overwhelmed with your schedule. Like And the only reason you're overwhelmed with your schedule is because it's not written down. So that was us. And now we have been several months of really, really working our schedules that we have more freedom.
You know, just to say that right there, the idea is that here's the message right there is that going with the flow is a prison.
Yeah. Seat of my pants building does not work. It just keeps me trapped in an anxiety state.
Yeah.
Sucks.
And that's not why we do this business. No. We're not doing this business to be in prisons. We're doing this business for freedom, and time management is the key. It's the gateway. It's the door to that freedom. Holy cow. I love that we are in our last 2 weeks, basically, of moving. Not even that, like less than 2 weeks of moving. And we've got all these great things that we're doing with our leaders. We're actually launching two programs in the next 2.5 to 3 weeks. Yay. And we're finishing them up, the prep on them this week as we're packing. We can only do that with time management.
Yeah.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we do have 6 children that we also manage who's got school schedules. And thankfully, they're done with homework.
Man, we just lock them in cages.
throw in breadcrumbs. Okay. So, and speaking of our kids, this is what's really cool is that we're excited about moving. We're moving to Orem, Utah. We're going to be in a whole new environment that, well, it's not actually brand new. We were there before. That's right. Where we kind of got started with
doTERRA.
That's
where we found doTERRA.
Yeah. But we're going back to where we got, where it all began, and we're going to kind of move our family in a new direction. But what's cool about this is that we're watching our children grow through this process, and they're all excited about all the things they're going to do in Utah. Like, for example, they're all going to be in dance and performance classes and trainings.
My Uncle Kim has a performing studio in Utah that my oldest daughter fell in love with. When we were out there, my other girls participated in, but not as heavily as she. But they're really excited to go back and be able to be a part of that.
And they got tons of cousins out there. It's going to be a really cool thing.
Madison wanted us to register in a performing arts school, so we did that. Just lots of good things that they're excited about.
So the thing I want to kind of get to with our family, and it'll kind of it actually totally goes into the subject we're going to talk about, is that when it comes to our children. One of the main reasons why we choose where we're going to live or where we're moving to is because we have this vision for, you know, who they are and where they're going, envisioning where they're going to be. Like Madison, for example, this kid loves to perform. She loves being on stage.
Yes.
And do you, as a mom, have a vision for her, for how far she could take that if she wanted to?
Yes. I don't think I have any judgments of what I want her to be or what she should be. Mm-hmm. I just believe that because she comes to me and she says, Mom, I don't just want to be okay at singing. I want to be great at it. Well, then I don't see any limits. I can see her, you know, singing on Broadway if she chooses to, or going to the Metropolitan School of Music if she wanted to. I see those things. I don't require them of her. I don't force her into them. But if she says to me, this is what I love, I will absolutely help her open any doors or get her through any doors, because you know, her future is limitless. There's nothing she can't do if she wants to do it.
When she tells you that she's got these goals and these things that she wants to do, and you've got this vision beyond where she's at right now, how does that affect your, you know, what you do as a parent to support her? How does that affect it? Having this grand vision of where she could be based on what she tells you she wants. Mm-hmm. How does that affect your actions as a parent? Like, does it make you look for other ways for her to be able to do it and offer options?
Yeah. Well, it makes me want to open up more doors for it. It makes me want to look for different things that she could participate in, different opportunities. It makes me relook at, you know, budgets and financial stuff for us to see, okay, what can we open up or what extra can we do so that we have the resources necessary if she chooses to go back to piano lessons or do the guitar thing or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, it absolutely makes me readjust things in my head. And then if she has the go ahead with it, I'm going to let you know, obviously make room for it, make do for it. I mean, it's never fun to be the mad mom in a minivan kind of person, but if my child is like, I'm passionate about this, I want to pursue this, and they actually are doing and not complaining about the doing, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm all for it. I'm absolutely willing to adjust. And the beautiful thing about what we do in creating the lifestyle that we want to create is to provide those opportunities for our kids. But our kids are only, for me, I believe that our kids are only seeing these limitless possibilities because I guess because I'm not just telling them that they could do anything they want. I'm showing them they could do anything they want to do.
Yeah. We can even kind of talk about that. So for you, you've got this grand vision of who you want to be.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, you've got this vision of what you want and who you want to be, just like Madison does. And that, what does that do for you? How does that affect what you do and how you live your life?
Well, when you're working towards things you're passionate about, when you're doing the things you love, you live a lot differently. You act a lot differently. Your mood is different. Your happiness is different. And your family sees that. I know this from personal experience because I know what it was like to hide everything I ever wanted to do because I was just kind of lost. And then when the opportunity opened up for me and I saw what I could potentially be and do, things changed, tweaked a little bit, altered. And I started to adjust the way that I acted to move towards my goals, to move towards what I wanted, to move towards the things that made me excited, passionate, happy, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. And the kind of thing we want to talk about today is about having this grand version or this grand vision of who you will be in the future, whether that's a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now, et cetera, et cetera. How is that a requirement? Is that something that you, I mean, I have answers for this, but I want to hear yours. You know, would you feel like that's a requirement even just as a human being? Forget about for a moment as an entrepreneur or a business person or even a leader. What about just in general, as a human being, how important is it to have this grand vision of who you want to be and really focusing on working at it?
I don't think you have to have a grand vision right away.
Okay.
Because I didn't. I didn't have the kind of vision that I have now. I did, however, know that I'm not small in any way, shape, or form. And that when I did join the business, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I was going to be a diamond. And at the time, diamond was like the big rank. Not so much anymore. Yeah, I mean, it is. But weren't a lot of diamonds at that. There, I mean, there weren't any presidentials at the time when I joined. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was going to be diamond. In fact, I remember sitting with our upline in their living room and they were talking about, you know, speaking at corporate events and all that stuff. And I said, that's what I want. And I'm going to do that. That is what I want. That's where I see myself. I'm a diamond. And I knew that I was that rank before I even signed up my first person. And I think that knowing that that's who I was before I was that made a huge difference in my actions, in my, my motivation, in my inability to even quit. 'Cause even when I was in the slumps of my business around the rank of silver after about, a year in the business, even in my slumps, I didn't quit because I knew what I was going to be. I just had to pull myself past that place that I was at. You know, I knew it. And then I put a quote up on Facebook the other day, and I'm so bad at putting who says the quote. But anyway, I believe it was, I think I wrote it in later. Oh yeah, I did. I did write it in later. But anyway, if you do not believe you can do it, then you have no chance at all. And I've always looked at quotes like that, or another one like, if you believe you can, or if you believe you can't, you're right. You know, if you see yourself as a diamond, or if you can't see yourself as a diamond, you're right. You know, so I truly, truly believe that you know whether or not you're going to be something before you even are. And it's those people that have that relentless drive to achieve it, because they already know they are. It's not this, well, I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, because there's two different ways to do things, right? There's doing things because you know you're going to be good at them, and there's do things just to try it, just to see.
I want to see what happens.
Because, I mean, just for those of you guys who are listening, I want you to try to get a visual in your mind of what those two levels of effort look like. And are they the same as far as effort, right? As far as, like, it's not like a, like, let's say if I've got a baseball, right? And I know I can throw it, I don't know, 50 yards, whatever. And then there's a, and then I'm just like, I don't know how far I can throw this. I'm just going to try it. Is there going to be a difference in those two physical outputs and those, the energy that's putting out?
Yeah.
Is there going to be a difference?
Yeah.
Is just throwing it and then seeing what happens, is that going to get me further than knowing I can go far?
Well, yeah. I mean,
if I, okay, so let me rephrase
no,
it.
No, you don't have to.
So if I am, if in other words, if I'm just trying, is that going to get me further?
Here's the difference.
Than knowing I could do better.
Here's the difference. The person who's like, I don't know how far I can throw it. Let's just see. La, 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 la.
Okay.
Throw the ball. Oh, that's how far I can throw. Cool. I'm done. Great. The person who knows that they could throw the ball 100 feet, they're going to step up, they're going to throw it, and it's going to go 25 feet, and they're going to go, no, I know I can throw 100 feet. Watch this. And they're going to keep going, and they're going to keep practicing, and they're going to keep throwing, and they're going to keep throwing, and they're going to keep throwing. Their arm is going to tire out, and they're going to come back the next day and throw again and again and again, because they already know they can throw 100 feet. They just need to get there.
Yeah.
Whereas the other person was done after their first try. It wasn't 100 feet. Okay. But at least I now know that I can't.
That's what, and that's kind of what I'm asking. I mean, let's be honest, because that's, they're really, those are the only two ways you have to go about it.
It's true.
And it, let's be honest too about this.
How many times are we going to be honest?
We're going to be honest a lot.
I don't even know.
I'm just, I want to make sure that I'm very, very true about this.
I don't know. He's honest. And he's honest.
It's like a song.
What is that, Popeye? He's large.
Well, let's just say this. Honest. The truth is that there's really only two options. Either you're going to do it because you believe you can be great at it, or you're just going to try. And if you're just going to try, I can guarantee that you're not going to be great at it. Is that pretty much the message we're trying to get across there?
Okay. It is. You, when you know for a fact that you are going to do something, be something, you know, travel somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything, when you know for a fact you are doing it, you will do anything and everything necessary to achieve that, and you will stick to it. It's like a vacation. When you have, let's say you buy one of those, you know, deal vacations, and the vacation is on this date, you are going to do everything necessary to be ready to go on that vacation because you know you're going. Unlike us last year, who were like, Angela really wants to go to Mount Rushmore. Oh, okay, let's look up RVs, let's look up hotels, let's look at a roadmap, and then drop the ball. Because we didn't actually know we were going. We just thought, this would be fun, la la la, we'll try.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. Nothing happened. Or, for instance, another instance is I've been struggling with my weight my entire life. This has not been just an adult thing or a teenager thing. This has been my whole life. Since my sister passed away, when I was little, I've had issues with my weight. Now, remember, gaining weight is a protection mechanism with emotions. So it was something that was protective of me. And forever, people put me on diets. I went to clinics. I did all the different medical stuff. I did so many diets. It was ridiculous. But I was just trying them. I was just trying them my whole life. And then something clicked in me recently where I'm like, I'm done. I don't need this protection anymore. I'm free of it. I'm safe. I have built this confidence and this safety around myself that the wait is not unnecessary anymore. It served its purpose and now it's done. And because I know, I see myself now as a sugar-free body, a body that can do things that my kids, you know, need me to do, a body that I want, a lifestyle that I want to lead, because I'm seeing what I mean, I even picked out my gala dress, or am picking it out. I know what I want to look like in that gown. I know what I want to look like in a swimsuit. I know what I want to look like. I have been able to commit and act as if I'm already there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the person that I want to be, this is how they're eating. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. And what I'm hearing is, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, there's one universal truth in both of them. You don't know either way. There is no...
You're right.
There is. It's all fantasy land. It's all fantasy land. But one pushes you and the other one holds you back.
When you really believe you are going to be something, you act as if at all times.
People, I'm sure, listening to this, what if you don't know that you can do this? What if you don't know?
Then you're right.
I'm telling you right now.
You can't.
You're in fantasy land the same way Angela is when she says, I can. You're both of you are in fantasy land, but one is going to help you get there and the other one will keep you from getting there.
One will push you to do actions as if you are there. Mm-hmm. See, people who are diamond, they don't sit at their desk flipping through Facebook all day long. Well, sometimes I do, but they don't sit on their butts waiting for people.
That wasn't how you got the diamond.
Exactly. They don't sit on their butts waiting for people to call them. They don't wait for people to approach them. They go after because they already are diamonds. Okay.
So they're only acting as if, because that's, well, if I'm a diamond, then this is what I do. And then they do it.
Yeah. The people would say, do what the diamonds do. It's exactly it. You know, if you don't think that you already are, then you're going to act as if you're going to doubt yourself. You're going to sit down and stare at your cell phone going, come on, just press call. And then not doing it. You're going to waste time. You're going to not schedule your day. You're going to miss out on appointments. You're going to turn down opportunities because you're not acting as if. But you have to see yourself there first. You have to know you're going to be there. You have to know. You have to already be there in your head. And I did. I act as if. I mean, I knew when I would sit at convention back in the day before when they had breakouts, I would sit in the audience and be like, I'm way better than them. I'm so much better than that speaker. But I was already in my mind, not that I was an arrogant ace, which I might have been, but it's what moved me forward because I already knew that I was going to be there. I just needed that title first.
Yeah.
You know? And doesn't matter how long it takes you to receive that title, to receive that income, to receive that body, to receive that health news or whatever, you keep acting as if until it becomes. And then once you are on that road to becoming, as you go up the charts in rank, your vision explodes into something bigger. Then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm gold. This is definitely achievable. I'm going to be diamond. Oh my gosh, I'm platinum. That's one rank away from diamond. I'm going to be diamond. I could probably go blue. And then you're going to go hit diamond. You're going to be like, whoa, I'm there. I'm past what I knew I was going to be. I'm going to be blue. It's just a matter of time. And then you keep surpassing these visions, these ideals, these beliefs. There really is no, it's what keeps the top in the company going. It's what keeps the triple diamonds keep going. The double presidentials keep going because there is no limit to what you're capable of. And most of them, their vision becomes more than just their business. It becomes opening up orphanages and working with underprivileged and building schools. And it becomes huge because there's no limit to what you can do when you start acting as if and achieving all along the way.
Right on. That's awesome. Is there a point early on where you have to focus on it a lot? And then at some point it all becomes automatic.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that pretty much how it is for everybody as far as you can tell?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to have a roadmap early on because you've never done it before. You just know you're going to be it. Mm-hmm. You know, I go back to the weight loss plan I'm on is that I had to look at every detail, every structure. I had to look at the chart on the fridge going, okay, how do I build this meal? Now, as I'm gaining that traction and I know the actions necessary to have an on-plan day, it's almost like I know exactly what to do. Where now that you've jumped on, you're going through that process of learning the actions, learning the steps, mimicking, yeah. following.
It took me almost 3 hours.
Yeah, eventually you'll be running.
It took me almost 3 hours to make a simple dinner. Well, I shouldn't say it was simple.
No, it was delicious.
It was amazing. That's what I meant. Yes. I didn't mean simple. Like,
but you had a lot of questions. You questioned a lot of ingredients. You questioned everything. You're like, is this right? I'm like, just toss it in. Just throw it in. It's
exactly.
All good. But I have had that experience. Yeah. And you're now just catching up. So same thing with this business. Is in the beginning, you're going to be like, okay, so 2 hours of my day today is going to be spent on making calls, and you're going to schedule it in, and you're going to make sure you sit and make those calls, and you're going to doubt all along the way, but you're going to get through it, and you're going to make it to the next day, and then you're going to, you know, plan that out. Okay, I've got to talk to my two people who said they wanted to do the business, so now I'm going to make sure, and then you go to the next day, and you're going to hit every mark all along the way, but you're going to constantly be looking at your money-making activities, looking at your time spent. Now, because I've trained myself to do that so frequently, it's like I can sit down in my calendar and just circle, circle, circle. Okay, here's where that's going to fall into place. And I know it's just going to happen because I've trained myself that way. I've trained myself to know what to do when I see, oh, a volume in one leg is not catching up. I've trained myself to say certain things when people approach me. I've trained myself. I don't do anything off the cuff anymore because I've done it so much that it's ingrained in my brain. And the only time I ever have to go back to doing those detailed tasks is when I learn something new. Mm-hmm. And then I've trained myself to where it just becomes second nature to me. And then I move forward again. You know, I keep growing because I know what I'm going to be. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to get there. It doesn't matter that it's taken me almost 40 years to finally decide to lose weight. Or it doesn't matter that it's taken me, it'll be our sixth year in June. 6 years to achieve, you know, whatever rank we achieved this year, blue diamond, whatever, because I never stopped going after it. I never stopped doing the actions. I never gave up. I never quit. I always saw the outcome. What's interesting is that when the first time we pushed for blue, we didn't actually do any pushing. It was a bunch of faking it. We didn't push because I never saw it. You were all excited for me to push. You're like, come on, Angela. Do it. Do what you do best. But I never saw it because I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I actually saw myself, okay, I'm a blue diamond. This is who I'm supposed to be. And I saw my leaders. Oh my gosh, these leaders are supposed to be gold. They need to be golds and platinums. When I saw it vividly, the push, that muscle memory started to kick in. Mm-hmm. And we started doing the things necessary to achieve those. You know, I narrowed it down. What is the one thing I need to do every single day that's going to get me to this goal? And I finished reading the book, The One Thing. Great book to read if you're kind of in the air, not sure what you're doing. And I knew that training my team on these different sales skills that we're learning so that they could service every customer they come across. I knew that getting it into my team's hands, getting it trickling downward, you know, really just everybody on board, learning it, doing it, implementing it was going to be the one thing because I can only do so much, but I cannot build myself to blue diamond. I need my team on board. Yeah. I need them doing what I have been doing. And the only way for them to do that is to learn the skills. So I set that one thing aside and every day I do the first thing I do in the day is make sure that one thing is getting done every day implemented into my teams and all that good stuff. So I see it and now I'm acting as if I am. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So now I know without a shadow of a doubt that blue diamond will happen this year. I have zero doubts. Zero.
Yeah. One thing I don't want this podcast to be is okay, here's how you do that. Mm-mm. We don't want that. We rather you decide that this is what you want to do instead of choosing to doubt yourself, play in fantasy land. You can choose to believe that you will be there, which is also playing in fantasy mm-hmm. land. But let's be honest. Again, with the honest, I gotta stop with this.
Are you the go-to word?
Yeah, what's up with me? Anyway, maybe we should podcast more often.
We're not sure.
But anyway, my point is that if you choose to believe that you can, then you just have to figure it out, then that's going to inspire action. Mm-hmm. So let's just decide to do that. We don't need to make this about how you do this and how you do that, step by step and blah, blah, blah. Figure it out for yourself. Do that right now. Figure it out for yourself. What do you need to do?
Yes. What do you need to do?
To get yourself every single day believing in yourself until one day it just becomes habit.
Yep.
It just becomes ingrained and programmed. And don't think about scientifically. I could easily turn this into a science lesson. I'm not going to. And don't think about, oh, it takes 30 days to create a habit. I'm going to tell you, I've discovered and proven that that's not true. I created a habit in less than 5 days.
Yeah.
And Angela saw it. And one of the nastiest habits that has caused a lot of problems for me, wiped it out in 5 days. So it doesn't take 30 days to change a habit.
It doesn't.
You know, you just have a plan. Figure out what works for you and execute that. I promise you it'll work. You can do this. So create that expectation that it can all change just like that. 5 seconds, just like Mel Robbins talks about.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I can tell you that my life has changed. My life was changed for, you know, when I decided that I was going to pursue you.
Yeah.
I remember it. I remember the moment. I remember the moment you said, you told me that you and your fiance at the time, for those of you guys who know the story.
Play.
You and your fiance were opening up your relationships to be able to date, even though you were still...
No, we decided to not be engaged anymore.
Oh,
we
you weren't engaged.
We did not have an open swinger relationship.
I didn't know what the heck that meant.
Thank you so much.
Whatever. Maybe I'm remembering it differently. But I remember you saying that the relationship had downgraded and shifted back a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys were still dating and whatnot. But when I heard that, I saw an opportunity.
Yeah, you did.
In that moment, my life changed because I envisioned marrying you. Uh-huh. I envisioned having a very large family with you.
Hey,
and what that did, you're funny. What that did was it put me on a path of making sure you're funny. You're cracking me up. I'm being honest.
I was giving you background music.
No, you're cheesing this up. Stop it. So anyway, I'm telling the truth. I'm my point is simple, is that...
Telling the truth. Go ahead. Drop your point. Here we go.
It's just that, is that in that moment, my entire life changed. Everything I did changed. Everything I was doing changed. I went from being miserable to being hopeful in a moment. Just because I decided, I had no idea how I was going to make it happen. No clue. I didn't even think you'd go for me.
But you decided.
But I made that decision.
Yeah.
And just in that moment.
And the actions you did after you decided led to 6 kids
later. You saying yes, even though it was the absolute worst proposal in the history of proposals.
It was. I was actually, I'm still disappointed in it. Still, I watch proposal things on TV and I go, ugh.
No, I look at those and I go, you don't need those guys. You could just sit her on your bed and pull a ring out from underneath it and go, hey, marry me.
World's worst proposal.
Terrible. But
it's all good. It's all good.
But yeah, anyway.
One day.
To slam that home, wrap up with this point, Angela. You know, what is it that people need to do at this point? And that's going to make the difference. Ray Higdon said, I loved it. Ray Higdon, during our interview on the last podcast, he said, take pictures of what your business looks like right now at the beginning.
Yeah.
Or even where you are, even if you're a diamond or a blue diamond. Take pictures.
Yeah.
Because 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, it's going to be so dramatically bigger.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to look back and go, man, I thought I had it together. And I had no idea how much growing I was going to go through. And the thing I love about the pictures that we took when we first started out is that I can show them to people and go, look, this is where we started. And if your organization looks anything like ours in our first month, which was what, 5 people? 4 people maybe, then you're on the right path. If you've got 8, like a lot of people when they first start out nowadays, mm-hmm. they've doubled us. They're killing us right out the gate.
Yeah.
So maybe just wrap up on this thought, because I love this whole premise of getting in the fantasy land that works for you.
Well, if you're going to be in fantasy land, like Eddie said, it might as well serve your purpose. It might as well serve you. I mean, we're living in there anyway, because if you're thinking to yourself, I'm diamond, and you're thinking to yourself, no way I'm diamond, you have no idea. So shut the hell up and just make a decision that you're going to do it, and then the actions will follow. So It's not rocket science. It's just decide. Make the decision. What are you going to do? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So I want to invite any of our listeners who are not already on our Mama's Little Biz with Eddie and Angela Villa Facebook page. I want you to join that page. And I want you to join us in June for our Law of Attraction.
We've got two things coming
up. Your 30-day manifestation plan. We're going to do a group. It's a challenge, but it's really for you to set up your what you want. And we're gonna make sure that every day you're gonna have the challenge to do and how to manifest the life that you want, the business that you want, the whatever it is you want. So I want you to listen to this podcast, think about what it is you want out of your business, whether you're in our company or someone else's company. If you already have what you want in your business and you want to manifest something else, then you can still join us and do that. And we're going to help walk you through that so you learn the steps so that it becomes just something that you're good at doing. So definitely jump on that page, join us. We want people to live in fantasy, but have it work out for their benefit because it's absolutely necessary. It's absolutely possible. I mean, everybody says it. Every diamond and above says it. If I can do it, you can do it. The reality of that is that they just decided to do it. And because they knew they were going to do it, they were going to be it, they did the actions necessary to achieve it. And they have. So we want to make sure everybody's getting that opportunity.
Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys very much for joining us on the podcast. We hope you love it. We hope you decide to join that Facebook group. Jump in that little fun little group that Angela's got going on starting in June. And there's no charge for that. We just want you to literally come in and try this. And give it, like for me, whenever I'm doing something new, I say to myself, I don't trust this process yet, but I do trust that if other people can find success with this process, that God willing, I can. You know what I mean? And as long as I have that belief, then I can let the process do what it's supposed to do until one day I see success and I can go, this process works.
Yes.
And I don't need any other belief anymore. I got it. I'm jumping on the back of this program.
Exactly.
So cool. Awesome. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you go ahead and say goodbye, Angela?
What else is happening in June, though? You said there's two things.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have another group starting up. Oh, it's coaching? Just, this is a coaching group. This is a very exclusive, only a limit of 5 people are allowed in this group. That's it. And we're going to go for 3 months, right up to the first week before convention.
Yes. So let me really quick help people understand why they want to join these groups, okay? Groups not only give you the coaching, all right? You're going to get the coaching, but they give you the accountability. You are working for yourself, and accountability is not always there. These groups give people accountability, and that helps them move forward. They partner up with people just like them. Excuse me. They get the training that they've been really looking for and longing for. They get coaching. They get personal attention. There's so many times in your business you're not validated because let's just say maybe your upline isn't good at that. Maybe that's not their love language. Maybe you don't have an upline, whatever the reason, you're not validated. And for me, I wasn't validated. And when I got a coach, I became validated by that coach, even though I was paying them, but it was what I needed. It was what I was craving and wasn't getting. So don't think that this is just take my money and get nothing out of it. We're very serious with our coaching groups. They see results. You can talk to any one of them who's ever joined us and you will know. But we do it because we see so many people who want to succeed and just don't know what to do next. And even if you take a training course or a sales course or a leadership course, if you don't have that accountability, that validation, you're not going to implement what you're learning. I know this for a fact because I've been there. So the value to you is you're going to get results. You're going to see results. You're going to be embraced. You're going to be cared for. You're going to be validated and you're going to have that accountability. So look into it, set the appointment up, talk to us more about it and understand the value. It's priceless. And we love running these groups for people outside of our own team to give more people opportunities to work and have that experience. So there you go.
Perfect. Thank you. That's awesome. I mean, And by the way, I know that a lot of people, even Tasha's groups, they join these large groups and there's lots of people in them.
Yeah.
But the reason why we keep the group small at five or less is because we want you to get that extra special attention, that extra special time, and still be able to grow within the group. So here's how you get to it. You don't need to, jump in or pay anything right now or whatever for that. This is what I'll offer you for free. Just go into my personal website, which is eddiepvia.com, and that's P as in Paul, eddiepvia.com. Go on there and click schedule an appointment. I think it's just schedule time with me, it says, or schedule one-on-one. Click on that. Find time in my schedule that I've opened it up for anybody, even if you're in my business or you're outside our business. Doesn't matter. And we'll work on your business together. We'll talk. We'll find out where you're at. And I'll actually give you something that's going to make a difference and actually help you, like the clients that I have that hire me to coach them outside of our business. I'll give you some stuff that'll have a big impact. And then, you know, if I feel like you really will benefit from our group, I'll give you all the details, how it'll work for you. And at that point, it's totally up to you. You don't have to buy anything if you don't want to. And the whole process will take 30 minutes. Anyway, so I hope you guys love that. I hope you guys choose to do that. Jump on there. I love it, which is why I have a calendar specifically set up for anybody who just wants to pick a time and sit with me and we'll talk. So
do it.
Have a fabulous day, guys. I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. I hope you choose to let your heart lead rather than your brain. And I'm telling you, the purpose of your brain is to keep you safe.
Yeah.
And that means not growing and going anywhere. Your heart will push you to great things that will just make you so happy.
That's so
true. It's awesome. So, Angela, why don't you go ahead and wrap up and we'll go.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for Mama's Little Biz Podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.